The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
First of all, in Manchester, is it Manchester, England? Let me see. Yeah, in Manchester. Now, Manchester was the site of the shooting recently, right? It was the
The explosion.
The explosion, right?
Mm-hmm.
A statue of Friedrich Engels was erected.
Oh my gosh!
Look at this.
In England?
Look at this. Yeah. Now, how?
A, he's not British.
No.
B, he's a freaking communist. In fact, the co-inventor of communism.
Yep.
C.
And C, he's a mutt. What do you want to look at him for?
Right. Now, apparently, he lived in Manchester when he wrote The Condition of the Working Class in England.
Yeah, he did. Well, so did, I mean, so did Marx. Mm-hmm. Marx lived in England for much of the last part of his life.
But, so, I mean, but again, like...
He wrote Das Kapital in England, I believe.
These are people that are responsible for hundreds of millions of, or at least 100 million dead people, at least in the 20th century. Now, again, you can argue, well, their philosophy...
They didn't do it personally.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, this is not something to honor, right? Like,
no.
I'm sure that whoever invented the
AIDS virus?
Fascism, right? Like, there's some intellectual... that I'm sure I've heard the name and you know, but I don't know who. I wouldn't say I know the name of the guy like I know Marx. So who invented fascism? Although I probably should. But you know, Hitler put that into effect and killed a bunch of people. We don't go like, oh, well, the inventor of fascism was wonderful. Like, you know what they loved? You remember this guy was fascism was loved when it was invented. Americans loved it. Italians certainly loved it. It was the model to base society on going forward until, of course, it wound up killing a few million people. Then people kind of frowned upon it. Apparently, not the idea with communism. It's just continually praised for some reason.
Yeah.
And by the way, they're both left wing philosophies, so it doesn't even explain by the typical bias of left wing journalists. Both of these are left-wing phenomenon. The only issue is they've been able to successfully frame fascism as a right-wing movement, so they vilify it, which is really amazing.